Bristol Bay Red King Crab opened October 15th, and it's normally a quick season. As of lunchtime Monday, the fleet had landed over 4.1 million pounds, which is 49% of this year's total allowable catch. Both Fish and Game and the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation say reports from crab captains are that the fishing has been great and the quality of the king crabs landed is superb. Boats have been able to fish through stormy weather, and the department suspects Bristol Bay Red King Crab will wrap up by the first part of November. This year's reduced quota may be translating to a better price. SeafoodNews.com's John Sacton reported this week that Ocean Run King Crab was going for $20.10 a pound in Seattle, the highest price since 2011. That's some good news coming in an otherwise down year, with several Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands crab fisheries closed and the rest seeing large reductions in the total allowable catch. The latest bad news comes from the Pacific side. The January Tanner crab fisheries near Kodiak, the Chignecks, and the South Peninsula will be closed. Fish and Game's Mark Stickert says a recent survey did not find enough mature male Tanner crabs of legal size.
This year we were either right at or just below the minimum threshold necessary for a fishery, so we decided to keep the fishery closed for this year. One positive outlook is that it does look like there are some crab out there that are just below the legal size, and we'll be looking towards next year's survey to see that if enough of them around next year, there's a higher probability of having a fishery in certain spots next year.
Stickert says while these Tanner crab fisheries have been in a recent cycle of low abundance, there were hopeful trends in a survey just 3 years ago.
We saw a large pulse of crab in 2013. These were small juvenile crab that we first saw for the first time in the survey, and we were cautiously optimistic those crab would grow and eventually hit the fishery at legal size. However, it looks like those crab have dropped off in numbers a significant amount, and so we're following a similar trajectory that we're heading back to a lower abundance period.
Stickert says he's a little more optimistic that some of these young recruits will be of legal size next year, hopefully in time to allow for fishing in January of 2018 and the years to follow. This is the fourth year the Westward Region Tanner crab fishing has been closed. Laney Welch reported on Fish Radio that the last time it was open, 80 or more small boats took a combined catch of about 3 million pounds worth several million dollars to the region. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.